You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The College Football Experience Pac-12 North Season Preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network's presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com. That's WYNNBET.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by Roman. Roman is the straightforward way to take care of ED. Just go to GetRoman.com/SGP to get $15 off your first month's treatment. That's GetRoman.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com. Promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Yes, our app is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. The SGPN app gives you easy access to all of our picks, podcasts, and it's the exclusive place to enter all of the contests, including our $1,000 NBA Finals free roll. Just enter SGPN in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr. And you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo-ee. Welcome. Welcome to the College Football Experience Pac-12 season preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And I'm joined by my co-host, former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh!
Yes. The frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
This is the Pac-12.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
The frozen tundra of Rice-Eccles Stadium.
That's right. Yeah, as close as it's going to get. Actually, Rice-Eccles is a legit tundra at times. I mean, I guess Pullman's got a little tundra up there.
Folsom Field?
Yeah, that's true. Colorado. Yeah. No, there is a little tundra.
Don't sleep on the Pac-12, my friend. All right, let's really build this thing up. Oh. The Pac-12, 9 conference games. Stanford Cardinals playing 12 Power Fives.
Crazy.
USC's outrageous. Playing 11 Power Fives. Colorado's playing 11 Power Fives. Crazy scheduling. It might hurt them, but this conference, severely underrated in our opinion, I believe I can say.
I would agree with that.
And they got a new commissioner. Yes, Larry Scott is gone.
Probably
he's out of here.
Probably the biggest development for all, the entire Pac-12.
George Klavkoff. 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 All right. Sounds like something you go to the doctor, sir. I've got a clav cough going on here. Right. But he's coming in. He's got new ideas, tying up with some gambling partners. I think he was previously working at MGM.
Yeah. He was casino manager or
he was MGM Resorts executive. All right. Look, Colorado was the first team to make a deal with the with essentially a gambling website or a casino.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people this came out of left field. People were expecting Oliver Luck.
Yep.
So I think this one actually might be all right.
I think sometimes you got to go outside the box.
Well, Oliver Luck would have been the safe choice, you know.
No,
standard
but it would have been
operating
horrible. I think
procedure.
It still would have been horrible with him. Yeah. So here we are, Pac-12. We made the case. We think it's underrated. So let's elaborate on why we think it's an underrated conference. And I think you've touched on this on a few of our episodes. There's no real clear cut horrible team.
Yeah. I think what makes this conference underrated is that they don't have a great team at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just see them not in the playoffs and you see them not winning big bowl games like New Year's Six games all the time necessarily. And you assume, oh, that means the entire conference is dog shit. And no, it just means that they don't have a top 10 team.
Let me ask you this though. Is the reason that there is no great team because they play that nine conference games and also don't have a real, say, Kansas or Syracuse in that conference?
I absolutely think that leads to it.
Like if Oregon played Clemson's schedule, would they go undefeated?
Yeah. I don't know. Oregon right now with their recruiting rankings, which we just pulled up before the episode, the last 4 years, 13-7, 11-6. You know, currently sitting, I don't have where they are right now.
Well, but the thing is that they didn't look that great last year.
Yeah. I think they're just, you know, the recruiting level is just coming up, you know, but I think that, you know, Cristobal is questionable as a coach. I don't know if he's the type of dude that could take advantage of all that talent.
Well, I think he's a bad coach personally. I think he's a bad football coach.
I think you are very harsh on.
Do I got to pull up
Mario Cristobal?
Look, I think a lot of great coaches could have won at Florida International because you're surrounded by some talent. You're in a very subpar conference, and he was 1-11. He went 27. Let me just do this. 6 years at Florida International, he was 27-47.
Yeah,
that's not good. That's really not good. And then just at Oregon, he's 25-10. Now, yes, okay, you had a 12-2 season 2 years ago, but I still think when I watch them, even with their wins.
Well, he's certainly a ground and pound type. So he's going to find himself in games, you know, against inferior competition just because his brand of football.
He's got a career record of 52-57 as a head coach. And he's a big time recruiter. He was bringing in talent to Florida International.
Yeah.
You're playing in the Conference USA. If you can't beat the likes of Charlotte and UTEP and Old Dominion,
I would be lying if I said I knew what was going on in the ins and outs of Conference USA at that time. I'm just watching, you know, the record books. Mario Cristobal really wasn't even on my radar. His name was popping up every now and then. Obviously his time at Alabama helped him out some to, you know, build his organizational skills, presumably under Nick Saban. But yeah, I think he's probably come a long way, but do I think he's an elite coach? No, he's an elite recruiter. And that's why they brought him in. That means Oregon probably.
Well, they brought him in because Willie Taggart brought him in, and then Willie Taggart jumped to Florida State. They didn't just bring him in and say, "Hey, this was by default."
Yeah, I guess they kept him on because of that. But
well, they kept on Levitt too for a year or two.
Yeah.
But I'm saying is like, it's not like they were like, "Hey, let's interview this guy." You know, like you know, I think they probably did an interview after the fact with him and Levitt. But I'm still saying it was not like that was who they sought out to get.
Yeah.
And I honestly think, look at last year. Okay, out the gate, they beat Stanford. That's the one clear cut win to me where they look good.
Yeah.
Washington State let them off the hook. We watched that game. Now they were still the better team than Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
Washington State was starting a freshman quarterback. The third game to UCLA, they are the luckiest team for winning this game.
All that said, they're at least as good as UCLA was last year.
Sure.
But that's not saying much.
That's my point. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. They weren't a fantastic team last year.
But look, UCLA had major COVID issues that game.
Yeah.
They also missing right before the half gets the quarterback blasted, the backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Which their Hail Mary attempt, because he gets blasted, the ball goes like 5 yards.
Becomes a pick six.
Pick six. And then even after all that, UCLA drops the pass that would have put him in position to either tie or win the game.
Yeah, late in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. They kind of escaped with one on that one.
If Dorian Thompson Robinson plays that game, I feel fairly confident UCLA wins that game.
Probably. Yeah.
Then they lose at Oregon State and they lose at Cal. Then they beat USC.
What's that? A back-to-back road?
Yes.
They lost both of them.
Huh. Funny how that works out. Then they play USC in the Pac-12 championship when they shouldn't even be playing the Pac-12 championship because Washington had a better record than them.
And escaped in a pretty good game.
They beat USC, which is fair.
Yeah.
Then they lose by 17 to Iowa State.
Which that game may have been a little closer than that, but not much. Iowa State was clearly the better team. Yeah, I don't think they're a great team. I think that the previous year, though, if you take into account,
but they also had Justin Herbert.
They had Justin Herbert, so let's assume that they're going to be somewhere in between those
and
two.
And that top five offensive lineman.
Well, now they have Kayvon Thibodeau, probably one of the best.
But they don't have Justin. They have Anthony Brown
at quarterback. Look, yeah, a big difference, no doubt. But when we think about 2019, this is a team that went 11-2, won the Rose Bowl, lost a barn burner down in Arlington against Auburn to open the season, and then a 3-point loss late in the season in Tempe against Arizona State.
Zero back-to-back away games in 19. Zero in 22 or 21.
Beneficial for the Ducks.
Funny how that works out.
Maybe Larry Scott was onto something. And they shouldn't have fired him.
No, they needed to fire him. Even if he was onto something, they should have fired him.
Yeah.
I'm not buying in. I actually think you read a lot of these publications covering the sport, and I think they're solid. I think they'll definitely be in a bowl game.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's much of a difference between 1-6 in the North.
I think we're in for a brutal year of parity here.
But I'll say this. When you consider that, I think every other team in the North, let me just pull this up to make sure I'm accurate here. They don't play a back-to-back away. Washington does. Washington State does. Oregon State does. Cal does. So they're the only team that doesn't have a back-to-back away. So they probably should win.
Right.
The Pac-12 North.
They have the talent advantage. They have the scheduling advantage. Things are breaking right for them now,
but I still am reluctant to believe that they will.
Yeah, well, like you said, you're a noted Mario Cristobal hater, whether rightfully so or not.
I don't even hate the guy. I'm just saying I don't think he's very good.
You hate him.
I don't think he's good.
Okay. Well, there may be some based on his career losing record as a head coach over what?
And it's not like he was at UTEP. Now. Florida International, I understand it sounds like an airport, but I'm saying this is a school that can.
I think you're making it out to be easier to win at Florida International than it actually is.
In the Conference USA? You saw what Lane Kiffin did at Florida Atlantic in like 3 years. He dominated that conference.
I guess. He had a good year. He had one 10-win season.
No. Get out of here, dude. Let me show you what Lane Kiffin did at Florida Atlantic, buddy, all right?
I'll pull this up. Lane motherfucking Kiffin at Florida Atlantic went 11-3, 5-7, 10-3. Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Two double digit win seasons and three. He never got a double digit win season at Florida International. And you're in Miami. Florida Atlantic's in like Boca Raton at like a retirement home.
That's true. I mean, Lane Kiffin did bring a lot more clout to that position. He got a ton of transfers. He actually inherited a pretty good situation there with Devin Singletary, who's one of the top 10 rushers in the NFL right now. So, you know, I think, but yeah, I don't think Cristobal is any kind of X's and O's guru. His bread and butter is his recruiting. And so I think that, you know, we're going to see a team that has superior talent, which, you know, if you believe the recruiting rankings, there's no doubt that they have that even over USC, especially given USC's shitting the bed by, you know, making every recruit in the nation think that Clay Helton was going to be gone for a season. And then they ended up getting the number 64 recruiting class in the nation. So Oregon should be way more talented than everyone they play.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean they're going to win because
I get it. Florida International is kind of like a startup school, right? They had, but under Butch Davis, they've already had 8-9 win seasons. Those are better than anything they did with Cristobal.
With Butch, well, Butch Davis is Miami guru. But
unfortunately, there's not a large history. There's four coaches here. You know, Don Strock was their coach. He was horrible. So Cristobal did inherit that. I get that. But the reality is they're not good. They weren't good under him. He had one eight win season.
Let me look at
and they lost the Beef of Brady's bowl game.
That's tough. It's tough for Oregon to hire a guy who once lost the Beef O'Brady's bowl, but
at least he got him the Beef O'Brady's bowl. But I'm going to go ahead and say, let's just start from the top. Start from the North here. What is a great season for Oregon? Undefeated?
I think that's
what's your ceiling.
That is giving them a lot of credit.
I don't think so. I mean,
you think Oregon's going to be able to run that team? We just
No, I don't. But
well,
that's
what I'm saying. I think
I actually think that they're not. They might not even win the North. I don't think I'll favor them to win the North.
Okay, I agree with you then. Yeah,
I don't think I favor them to win the North.
I think I do. Favor them to win the North, but I wouldn't be surprised if they don't at all. I mean, Washington's right there. Any number of those teams, I would be surprised. I think that to me, the level of the Pac-12 North is this. You have Oregon is tier one, right? You have Washington kind of alone in tier two with Stanford maybe right there.
No.
4-2 last year. Decent, right? Yeah, but I would have Washington above Stanford. It's tier three. Then you have really kind of the rest of the pack in the Pac-12 North. I think you have Stanford, Washington State, Oregon State, and Cal. Yeah, I think there's three tiers. And so I wouldn't
put Stanford on the second tier. I think they're a third tier.
I think you're crazy. What makes you think that?
I just don't put them there anymore.
What did Stanford do last year? Let's take a look.
They were 4-2.
Okay. And I'm going to pull up.
But they got some nice.
Stanford last year.
Every one of their wins was by 5 points or less.
That's true. But one of their losses was by three. So they only had one bad loss. And
they were getting their ass kicked that game, though.
Against who? Colorado.
I watched that game. It was like 35-10 at one point. Yeah,
they closed the gap. They prettied it up. They put lipstick on a pig, as Nick would say. but they did win.
They beat Cal because Cal missed an extra point.
They won four games in a row
on the road.
On the road,
and that wasn't. I think they ad libbed some of that.
That's four straight weeks. There's no buys.
But you understand that like some of that was the Pac-12 needed to find opponents. Other teams were canceling. Either way, that is unbelievably impressive.
Yeah. The fact is, though, that those wins were by 1, 5, 3, and 1 in double overtime. So, yeah, maybe they could have easily been 0-6.
They were 4-8 in 19. I don't think they're on the same level as Washington.
Oh, yeah, they might be a step behind Washington. They did beat them last year, though, in fucking Seattle. So fuck you. go.
Look, in 2019, Cal was 8-5. All right, Cal's better than Stanford. They'll beat them right now.
This league is going to beat the shit out of itself once again. But I do expect Oregon to emerge. They are your back-to-back Pac-12 champions. Playing,
they did not win the Pac-12 last year.
They won it.
No, they
played
gave
in the
it Pac-12
championship.
This is like a
won.
David Stern fucking draft lottery here, right? Washington had the better record. Yeah. They elected to play Oregon in the Pac-12 championship.
Yeah. That Washington not only didn't get the opportunity to play Oregon straight up, which they probably would have won even in Eugene, but also got shafted despite having the better record, right? Yeah.
I am not giving them a Pac-12 championship last year. That's fucking bullshit.
Well, Colby, your record books aren't the one that count, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, none of these record books count. That's what the college football experience has been about. These national championships are all fake, Pat. UCF won 25
now
straight games.
Now we're saying the conference championships are
goddamn
fake?
Goddamn right I am, right?
Well, and I think you have a point for this year. For this particular year, it's absolutely horseshit that Oregon was the Pac-12 champion. But it is what it is. So, but yeah, we'll just say one time, defending, Pac-12.
I'm okay champion. With that. Okay. There we go. Trying to give him this bullshit. Look at the schedule though. What do you think Oregon does here?
I mean, they're popping it off at Fresno at home. That's a win. Probably, going to Ohio State. You got to figure they're
going to lose by 21.
Yeah, most likely. I am interested to see what Ohio State does from a quarterback standpoint. And potentially Ohio State coming off a tricky week against Minnesota in Minnesota week one. But I still think Ohio State's got it.
Well, how do you think that Oregon will do against the Seawolves of Stony Brook traveling all the way from the East Coast?
Yeah.
That's the fuck game for sure. That's just a horrible game, but look, Oregon does return 9 offensive starters and 7 defensive starters. And, Kayvon Thibodeau is maybe the best player in college football.
Dude, he's such a freak. You know, he looks like Miles Garrett, but more athletic.
But that's even more the proof, though. When we saw Justin Herbert in his rookie year, you realized, man, Oregon should have been a lot better.
Yeah.
Like, how are they barely winning these games with this awesome quarterback? He looks like Trevor Lawrence. Right. Like, he looks better than Trevor Lawrence in the NFL. It's like, what the fuck? So I'm going to go ahead and say they lose to Ohio State. I think they do get a fortunate draw by getting Arizona, Colorado, and UCLA from the South. They're gonna do what? They're gonna probably beat Stanford and Arizona. They're gonna be 4-1.
Yeah, they'll be 4-1 out the gates.
They get a bye week, but watch out for this game.
Do they get a bye before Stanford? I think
no. They get a bye before Cal.
Okay.
And this is a dangerous game because Cal, I really feel like, has their number. I know 2 years ago they beat Cal 17-7, but Cal had Devin Monster.
You think they're going into Stanford and getting that win?
Yes.
I don't know that that's a gimme.
I don't think it's a gimme at all, but I think if I had to favor them, yeah.
Okay.
But I think this game is harder than the Stanford game.
Okay.
Because I think Wilcox defense really.
Even in Eugene?
Yeah, they should have won in Eugene 2 years ago. If Devin Monster, this is when I was texting you being like, Monster's so bad. Cal was beating him at halftime.
Yeah.
If they just never caught a passing play again, I think Cal would have won that game. Right. It was like every play after that was like interception.
And
it was like
Garbers, the guy who was injured, is still there.
Yeah. So he's coming back. So watch out for this game. But let's just give him it.
A Friday night in Eugene, though. Come on.
Yeah. Let's just give him it.
Yeah.
6-1. I got them losing at UCLA. They should have lost last year. Chip Kelly ain't losing to them again.
Oh boy. I mean, the revenge tour, attempt number two here by Chip Kelly. Will it happen this time around? We don't know.
UCLA is winning this game.
I like your confidence. UCLA is how far are we from the Rose Bowl here?
In the studio? 15 minutes.
Walking distance from UCLA. Maybe 30. Maybe a little longer walk.
I got UCLA winning that. Do you?
No, I don't. I got Oregon winning that.
Okay, then they're home to Colorado. I think they get that done.
Yeah.
At Washington, loss.
That's a loss.
Home to Wazoo.
They'll get that.
Yeah. At Utah.
That's probably a loss.
Yeah. Home to Oregon State.
They'll get that. Maybe. I mean, shit. Oregon State got them last year. So you got them at 9-3. No, you got them at 8-4.
Yeah.
I got them at 9-3. And I think that's accurate, to be honest. But does that make them the Pac-12 champion? We'll have to see what we think about Washington's schedule or Utah's potentially.
Let's just do that. Let's hop over to the let's go to Washington because they're projected by the quote unquote media to finish second in the Pac-12 North. First off, I got Washington going 0-1 in the Pac-12.
Yeah. Okay. Hosting Cal, you got Cal coming to Seattle and getting that done.
Can I show you what? Let's just go through a little memory lane here. 2019.
Yeah.
Cal in Seattle wins 20-19.
Yeah.
2018. Cal beats Washington 12-10. Right?
some shootouts here.
Wilcox knows how to shut this team down, dude.
Yeah, these are two defensive teams at this point. They did throttle Cal back in 2017, 38.
I don't think Wilcox. Oh, Sonny Dykes.
Sonny Dykes. Okay, so that's 2-0, 2-0 for Wilcox over the what?
Well, they didn't play last year.
Yeah, so that would be Peterson/Lake. Either way, you make a strong point. The fact that it's in Seattle. What does Washington have going on for them this year?
As a team, I mean, they should have some decent quarterback play. They bring back 8 offensive starters, but only 5 on the defensive side of the ball. But that's Jimmy Lake's specialty, the defensive side of the ball. So I'm hoping he has that figured out. If you're a Husky fan, but offensively, really, it's Dylan Morris, and he was a freshman last year. It's going to be interesting to see how he comes along as a quarterback. Newton still a running back there, Richard Newton. I don't know what to really expect. I mean, the O-line is back. That's massive, right? The whole O-line is back.
That is massive. Dylan Moore's college stats year one, 4 games, 61% completion percentage, 4 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. The jury's out as a freshman and in a COVID year. We don't know a lot about this guy, but we'll see. We'll see what the offense has. Defensively, you know, they got their standard, 55 Samoans dominating on the defensive line. The Pac-12 special.
How about this though? Hear me out on this then.
Yeah.
Cal and Oregon State are their first two games. Cal's at Husky Stadium in Seattle. The second one's at Oregon State. They're going 1-1.
Okay.
They should have lost to Oregon State last year in Seattle. Horrible first down. Horrible first down or fourth down. They didn't give him a first down. Remember that spot?
Yeah.
I showed you that probably 20 times. Like, this is the most ridiculous. It was Oregon State gets a clear fourth down and one conversion.
Washington,
that
would have
put the game away.
Would that have, that would have definitely cost them their Pac-12 championship.
True.
That they did earn.
True.
So you got them 1-1 there. What did you have them in the non-conference schedule? Montana at Michigan.
I got them losing at Michigan, but I think it's a close game.
Yeah, should be a good
game. I got them 2-1 out of conference.
So you got them 3-2 out the gates.
Yeah.
I got them at 4-1. I think they get both of those.
They get a bye week and they're hosting UCLA.
I think they get them. Long trip from LA to Seattle.
I'm going to go UCLA.
You're awfully high. You know what? You've been drinking way too much of that Kool-Aid that Nick's been selling you.
And then they're at Arizona. That's a win. At Stanford. Stanford has their number lately. I think the Cardinals continue.
I actually kind of agree with you.
Yeah.
Stanford gets them. Agree with
back
you. I don't
back.
Know. I think we just talked about this Stanford game. I don't know what I thought. No, that we were talking about Oregon. Yeah, I think Stanford gets them.
Okay. So then they're home to Oregon. They pull off the upset against Oregon.
Yeah.
Then they're home to Arizona State. They beat Arizona State.
Yeah.
Then they're at Colorado. They lose.
Ooh, there it is. But home against Wazoo on Friday night.
They'll win that.
Thanksgiving weekend. That puts them in conference with what? Three losses?
I have them losing to Colorado, Stanford, Oregon State.
You had them losing.
And UCLA.
So you had them with four conference
and
losses.
I had Oregon with three, right? Conference losses.
Yeah. I got
this is
Washington with three conference losses and a head-to-head win over Oregon. So I got Washington winning the
Pac-12.
Well,
you know what? They could beat Colorado or UCLA.
They could.
I'm pissing in the wind. Yeah, on those projections.
That's true. So it's a little here, but what we haven't looked at yet is Stanford, because I have Stanford beating them, and if Stanford then has the tiebreaker over Cal,
and we haven't looked
Washington.
At Cal. I told you my value play. We're gonna get the win totals. By the way, if you're new to the college football experience, breaking down all 130 college football teams, each team will have its own podcast starting June 14th. Two a days, two teams a day. So check it out. Tell a friend. We're going to hit on the win totals though. We've had a great track record with our win totals over the years. So let's talk Stanford Cardinals. They play 12 power fives, Petty C.
Not doing themselves any favor. Although in conference, it's still just nine teams, just like everyone else. So it really doesn't matter what they do in the non-conference schedule as far as winning the Pac-12, but certainly that ensures that they'll be a little beat up. Either that or well prepared, because they do get Vanderbilt as their last non-conference game.
That's still, look, I know it's Vanderbilt. That's a far fucking trip.
They should whip the dog shit out of Vanderbilt.
I understand.
They got a new coach down in Clark Lee down in Vanderbilt. That better be a win.
But they're coming off of USC, right? They're coming off USC, and then they have it sandwiched between USC and UCLA. I'm just saying, if they're going to take a week off, it could be there. Anyway, let's go.
That's true. I didn't even see USC was before that. So who are they getting late? Oh, Notre Dame at the end of the year is a non-conference game.
So they're at a conference. It's K-State in a neutral site in Dallas.
Yeah.
At Vanderbilt and home to Notre Dame.
Tough.
That's fucking brutal.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go at USC. Loss.
Yeah.
Home to UCLA.
It's a toss up.
I'm going loss.
All right. Fair enough.
Home to Oregon.
They're getting both of them.
That's a loss.
They're getting both of them. I'm higher on Stanford than you are. They'll go down to Arizona State. They'll take a loss. They might even go to Wazoo and take a loss.
I think, dude, I got them starting out 0-5
in the conference. Oh boy.
Maybe give me one. If it's one, it's going to be what, Wazoo or UCLA?
Well, I am at 2-3 in the conference at that point. So not much better. Yeah, it's going to be a tough season.
I got him. Honestly, I would favor Wazoo by like a field goal in Pullman.
Yeah.
So I got him 0-5,
especially after a trip to Arizona State the week before.
Yeah. 0-5. They get a bye week. They're home to Washington. I gave him that one. They get that bye week. They reset.
Here's a big one.
They're home to Utah. They could get this one, 'cause Utah's not the best on the road.
Yeah. What has Stanford got going on offensively?
It's a short week, though.
New quarterback, senior Jack West. Anytime you got a quarterback named Jack, you know, he's got big dick
energy. You're primed for a great run, right?
That's right. That's right. Jack Cohn, Jack West. You know, it's very, how many star was it? No, it was John was every action hero. Well, John,
or in football, Johnny Unitas, Johnny,
yeah, Johnny Lujack, all the fucking Johnnies you've ever met, Johnny football.
Look, Stanford returns 6 starters on offense, 7 on defense. So the defense should be solid. The offense, well, the good news is most of it's the O-line. So they're quarterback proof.
Athlon projecting them at 6-6, 5-4 in the Pac-12.
Well, that schedule's brutal. Yeah. That schedule is fucking brutal, dude. Look at those away games. All right, just look at the away conference games. At USC, at Arizona State, at Washington State on a back-to-back, and at Oregon State.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not legitimate
contenders.
So wait,
do you have them beating Utah?
I
could see it.
I don't know. I think Utah's a better team. I do too. But it's at I'm going home. Utah. Yeah, I guess I got to go Utah too.
So I have them right now at 1-5 and 6 or so. Or wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I had them at 1 and 6. 8.
At Oregon State. Yeah. I think they're going to get one other. Maybe they get Utah.
Okay.
Maybe they get Cal. But I'm saying I got them.
They're not going to be 1-8. They will not be 1-8 9 games into the
season.
What were they
a couple years ago? 2 years ago.
Let me pull up. This is going to take me a second. I don't know. I mean, look, David Shaw, here we go. I got it for you. David Shaw in his tenure, 4-8 last year, 2 years ago.
That's the year I want to know about. Cause I think that's the chance that we see
prior to that.
Well, that's when he had big time recruiting classes. They were a power football team. They've changed completely from that identity
here, man. This dude finished in the top 20. 6 times in his first 7 years, going up to 2017, even in 2018, a 9-4 season. Really, last year was the only year that was anything but very good. You know, no. Prior to last year, prior
you
to
mean,
that
2019,
yeah, prior, yeah. Prior, I mean, because they went 4-2 last year.
Yeah, I'm not buying it though.
You're a noted David Shaw hater.
What?
You have been on air many times doubting.
I just
David
don't
Shaw.
Think this team. This is a brutal schedule.
It is a brutal schedule. I think.
What are they going to you?
I don't know what Vegas has it at. I think Athlon has it right. 6-6 sounds about right. It's a tough schedule. I mean, assuming that they go 1-2.
Where are the 6 wins?
Oh, let's just take a look back at this.
Give me the automatic 6 wins. Well, I got
it's not
Vandy.
Gonna be automatic. I think they're gonna have to.
They
scratch
could go. Dude, when you play 12 Power Fives, there you got to admit there's a chance they could go like 2-10 this year.
Sure. It's a fucking brutal schedule, but they're a good football team traditionally. You know, did they go 4-8 2 years ago? Sure. Well, I bet their schedule at that point was equally brutal. In 2019, their non-conference schedule was Northwestern,
UCF,
at UCLA, yeah. And at UC or no. At USC. Wait, why do they always get USC so early in the season? Northwestern, at UCF, and Notre Dame. So
yeah.
Murderers Row
probably
then
even
too.
Harder.
Right. And they still managed 4 wins during that season.
Yeah, but I also think the Pac-12 is better now than then.
I guess a little bit.
What? Arizona State's way better than they were then with Todd Graham, right?
Sure.
UCLA, Chip Kelly's got them in a much better spot.
Okay.
Colorado's in a better spot.
Yeah. Not supremely better. In fact, Colorado.
Oregon State is not a pushover. That was a layup.
The year before, Colorado played in the Pac-12 championship in 2018, if I'm not mistaken.
But then, okay. Yeah. No, 17.
2017 was it?
No, 16.
Was
16.
It? Oh, wow. It's been a while. Okay.
But my point is Oregon State used to be a for sure win. That's not anymore.
Yeah, maybe the floor of
that's
the Pac-12 has come up a little bit. Yeah, it's a tough schedule. I still think that Stanford has traditionally under Shaw been a damn good team. I think that 2019 4-8 run was an aberration, and they're going to be back on
where
track.
Where are those 6 wins, Patty C?
Let me tell you, I'll fucking rattle them off right now, buddy. UCLA at home. They're going to catch Oregon at home, right? They will. Gosh, it is really like a lot of reaches here. Washington at home, Utah at home, all these fucking hard games at home. Again, for a team that's like looking for bowl eligibility.
And
it's
that's also not like a lethal place to play.
Well, yeah, Stanford. Yeah.
Half your fans.
A 50,000 seat stadium. Not exactly. Everyone's reading a book and doing acid and shit. Look, yeah, like we've said, having all your hard games at home is only good when you're competing for a national championship. When you're trying to get to a bowl, it's nice to have some easy games at home. Maybe take the guaranteed L's on the road, but
they're not going to a bowl.
Yeah, they might not. They're not going
to a bowl, dude. I'm sorry.
Another tough year in Stanford. He says, I say 6-6. I say, I have faith in you, David Shaw.
Now, if you want my dark horse contender is the Cal Golden Bears.
All right.
All right.
You've been on your guy, Wilcox. He's a Colby guy. Colby's got his guys. He jocks their nuts. He sucks their cocks. He does all these gross things to these guys.
I don't know what the fuck this guy's talking about. Clearly one Coors Light gets him a little tipsy. Okay, here we are.
You're thinking about things I shouldn't.
Now I will say out the gate.
Yeah.
They have some tough, like Nevada could beat Cal.
I like a little Silver State versus Golden State showdown.
Then they're at TCU.
Especially since the state of Nevada stole the Bay Area's NFL team. You got to figure there might be a little bad blood between the fans there.
I like it. But then they're at TCU.
Yeah.
Then they're welcoming Sacramento State, who punted on the season last year, but the year prior went to the FCS playoffs.
Yeah.
What do you think they go? I guess that's irrelevant for them making the Pac-12 championship, but okay.
It's a good momentum game for them going into Washington.
At Washington, I think they can steal that.
I think I wouldn't.
They've beat them two times in a row. It's going to be three times in a row.
Yeah, well, it's been by a total of 3 points, those two.
Fifth-year senior quarterback.
Garbers, that's true. Fair point. Fair fucking point. When you have a ball control defense and offense and you have an experienced quarterback to make the
nine
plays
starters back on offense, seven back on defense.
Okay.
I'm liking what I see here.
You're selling me a little bit.
They're going to win at Washington. Then they're going to beat Washington State at home.
Four starting offense linemen returning.
Yep.
All right. I'm getting sold on the Bears here a little bit.
I got them 2-0 in conference. Then they get a bye week before at Oregon. They're going to need that bye week. We gave this one to Oregon, even though I said,
you can go
tread
back
lightly.
It.
Tread lightly.
Okay.
Right? Let's give them that loss. 2-1. Home to Colorado. They win, right?
Yeah.
Home to Oregon State.
I think they win.
I think they win, but I wouldn't be surprised if they lost one of those. Yeah. But
at Arizona, you're thinking Jed Fish over here.
Cal's going to beat them.
You're riding this Jed Fish train, though.
Cal's going to beat them.
All right.
Home to USC.
Big fucking game.
This
here.
Is a win. I'll tell you this. I think there's a better chance Cal loses to Oregon State or Colorado than USC.
Interesting.
Is there going to get up for this?
Well, here's what I'll say too, is like when you think about recruiting rankings, I wonder what the most important year is, but obviously the further along you get to an extent, I want to say like what your guys are as juniors is probably the most impactful, like, or like predicting metric as to what your success and your talent level is as a team. I think they were decent at USC's junior class is decent, but their sophomore class, which is also a very important class, was ranked 64. We could see a severe lack of talent from USC that we haven't seen in a long time.
They brought in a bunch of transfers too, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
That said, I do expect a damn good game here. And we looked at
they're going to beat USC.
You think so?
I feel great about
Cal. Cal a sleeping giant? They are the flagship school of the biggest fucking state in the country. Why aren't they winning more?
Look, this team's going to the Pac-12 championship. Because even if they lose at Oregon, I think they can beat Stanford, and then it doesn't matter if they lose to UCLA.
Yeah, you think they're winning the Pac-12 North?
I think there's great value in them.
Yeah, I bet you're right about
because
that.
Because check this out: like, even if they lose that game at Oregon, Patty C, where are the flat-out losses?
The back-to-back at Stanford at UCLA is probably going to result in at least one loss.
Sure, but you can afford to do that if we have Oregon losing three.
Yeah, that's true. At Washington's likely
a
loss.
They've beaten them twice in a row.
That's true.
They have a way more experienced team. Washington's quarterback was a freshman last year who only started three games.
If they beat Washington in the first week of the conference schedule, then look out for Cal. But if they lose that, they're almost an afterthought because they have some tough games.
Unless they beat Oregon. They can make up for that if they beat
That's
Oregon.
True. Yeah. That's true. But both are on the road. I mean, this is the opposite. If you really think that this team has the chance to compete for the conference title, it'd be nice to get some of these games at home. But they get Oregon, Washington, Stanford, and UCLA.
And Arizona.
All on the road.
They have more away games
than home. However, that's the problem with the nine-game conference schedule.
Let me make the case, though.
Yeah.
Washington and Oregon are going to be hard no matter what.
Yeah.
Arizona, I don't even know that they have fans in Tucson yet, right? Stanford, kind of an empty stadium. UCLA, kind of an empty stadium.
That's true. But I bet if UCLA is having a decent year.
Yeah, by then.
I think
UCLA is probably going to bite them. But I'm saying, will that game be relevant for Cal to play in the Pac-12 championship? It might not be relevant. And don't let Cal beat.
Are you mean for UCLA rather?
No, I'm saying if Oregon has three losses and Cal beats either Washington or Oregon, that game's irrelevant then.
That's true. That's true. If they are able to get through them. Yeah. I mean, I think we're going to see the same thing that we described, what we thought we would see in the Big 12, which is, you know, some tiebreakers having to go down at the end of the season, you know, to determine.
The scary part is I could totally see Oregon State beating Cal like on October 30th.
Yeah. Oregon State's going to get theirs too.
Cal will throw like a lemon in there. All that, you know, they're kind of like Arizona State. Yeah,
I'll believe it when I see it with Cal. That's the thing.
You got to admit that schedule kind of breaks nice for them.
I don't know. I don't know that I agree with you. I think road games at Washington, at Oregon, and at Stanford, the traditional powerhouses of the. I mean, I would, let me go back and see the Pac-12 North champions. I bet those three would be the last 10 of them combined.
But still, at Stanford's not like a toxic place to play.
Yeah, that's true.
That's my point. Now, obviously, at Washington, at Oregon,
I think it's a toxic place to play when it's fucking Oregon versus Cal, though. I mean, Stanford Cal.
Sure. So, what did they do the last time they played in Palo Alto? In 19.
Did they beat them? You tell me.
Yeah, Cal beat them 24-20.
Look at this. I'm looking at since the inception of the Pac-12 championship, the Pac-12 North champion has been either Oregon, Stanford, or Washington every single year, and they get all three of them on the road. Cal is not winning the Pac-12 North this year.
They could, dude.
You're out of your mind.
And check out these scores. Even when they lose to Stanford, they're by like one or three. That's going to be a crazy game, probably.
Chloe's high on Cal.
Yeah, I mean, how could you not be when you see
Golden Bears?
When you see what they return.
That's true.
All right, well, let's make the case for the Beavers.
All right.
I actually like this Beaver team a lot.
Yeah.
But they got some brutal scheduling going on here.
Non-conference is manageable. At Purdue, hosting Hawaii, hosting Idaho. Wouldn't be surprised to see them come out of that.
I'm talking in conference, though.
Yeah. 3-0, though. Maybe 2-1 coming into conference play. All right.
At USC to open things up.
Probably a loss.
Yes. Home to Washington.
Huge game.
They're going to beat them. At Wazoo.
Tough game. I think Rolovich has done a good job so far. I think
this is a shootout. This is 55-52.
Yeah.
I got no idea who wins this game.
Pac-12 North.
I would favor Oregon State
doing its now SEC impression.
I would favor Oregon State just because Washington State's still like on DeLauro played. He's a freshman that played in three games.
Yeah. I guess Oregon State, I mean, it's not going to be cold yet, and B, Oregon State wouldn't be fazed by the cold of Pullman either. So,
I just think Oregon State's in a tiny bit of a better situation.
Yeah,
right
and
now.
Home field advantage probably not a huge factor here. Okay, I'll ride with you on that.
Bye week home to Utah.
It's a big game.
They're gonna bite some of these guys. I'm gonna make this guarantee. Either Arizona State or Utah or Washington. I think Oregon State's gonna go 2-1 in that stretch.
Okay. Oregon State. Wait, you said which three games?
Washington, Utah, and Arizona State. They're going to go 2-1 in Corvallis.
All right. High on the fucking Beavers.
This is a good team.
Colby's a Beaver lover. Always has been.
Where's my sound drop?
Can you give me a.
What do you have them going, though? Honestly, what do you think they're going?
I'm looking at, I mean. Oh boy. I think they do start 3-1. I think they go to Purdue and get that win. I think Brahms in a world of trouble after that one. They're going to lose.
I think that's a crazy, like that, I have no idea.
They lose 3 out of their next 4, maybe 4 out of their next 5. I got this team sitting here at like 3 wins at the end of the season, maybe 4.
I can't wait to bet you. Can't wait to bet you. This receiving core is really good. They bring back 9 offensive starters, and that's not including their quarterback who was dinged up last year. So it's basically like bringing back 10 offensive starters.
Yeah.
Bringing back 7 on defense, and they've gotten better and better. I'm all over this.
They haven't gotten better and better because Jonathan Smith went 2-10, then 5-7, and then 2-5 last year. So you could say they regressed from a win percentage standpoint.
Sure. But I watched the games.
Yeah.
They're a much better team.
The product is improved. Yeah. They had several terrible years under Gary Anderson, 2-10, 4-8, 1-11.
He's horrible.
Yeah. So, but I do think that this program has really struggled. I mean, it's been since 2006 since they've gotten to 10 wins.
Dude, look at their losses last year. Stanford by 3, Utah by 6, Washington by 6 in that game with the first down that they should have won. This team is, but they beat Oregon and Cal.
As far as doormats of a fucking division go, they are among the most respectable. You know, that's why the Pac-12 is such a deep conference, is because an Oregon State team that beats your quote champion is in the cellar of the conference. So I'll give them respect, but do I think
they're bowling this year?
Their schedule's hard, but I think
they are bowling this year. You said 6-6 Stanford, the 6-6 or 7-5 team is the Beavers. It's not the Cardinals.
You know what? Because I got them going 3-0 in conference or in the non-conference, I bet they get at least 2-5-7, 5-7. You're fighting for a bowl.
All right, let's talk Wazoo. But before I get to Wazoo, I want to tell you guys that, look, now on digital film, all right, Milo Gibson and Lawrence Fishburne star in Under the Stadium Lights. It's an inspirational true story of a small town high school football team who fought to beat the odds to turn their lives around and win their state championship. Score your copy of Under the Stadium Lights. Buy it or rent it today. Rated PG-13 from Paramount Pictures. We're giving away 5 digital copies for this film, right? What you got to do is tweet at us what sports movie character me, Pick Dundee, would be and what Patty C would be. We'll pick our favorites from that group, and you'll receive a free copy of the movie. That's pretty awesome. So make sure you do that. Patty C, let's talk. Let's talk Wazoo. Last team in the, this is the one that's hard to read because in my opinion, they looked really good considering they were losing last year.
Yeah.
Like that USC game was scheduled on a Friday. Throw that one out. Right. They played it on a Sunday after finding out on a Friday. Right. The other performances, yes, Utah kind of gave it to them, but I thought Oregon and Oregon State games were kind of impressive.
Yeah.
Considering you're starting an 18-year-old freshman. I think this is the team that I really don't know what the hell to expect.
Yeah. I mean, when you consider that Rolovich walked into a COVID situation.
Yeah.
Then it really does make it tough to,
that's what, but like by eye test, I was more impressed with them than I had expected to be.
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
Big time. They were a pleasant surprise. We thought the wheels were going to fall off, even though he did a good job at Hawaii.
Great job at Hawaii. Cause Norm Chow had left that program in shit.
Yeah.
And instantly he comes in and takes him to a bowl.
Yeah. A good win at Oregon State. Like you said, a very close loss against Oregon. And then, you have to go to Rice-Eccles. It's never fun. They took
they got beat
significant
down.
Loss there.
That was a wild game though. Cause they got up early.
Yeah.
And then Utah battled back and kind of fucked them up.
Yeah. 45-28 final there. But that was after 3 straight weeks of rust building up, dude, for Washington State.
This is the hardest road schedule in the Pac-12. Colorado would be worse. Look at this road schedule at Utah, at Cal, back to back, right?
Yep.
At Arizona State in the desert, at Oregon, at Washington.
Ooh. Not fun. Not fun.
I mean, I don't know about you, but
all of those places are tough to play.
Yeah.
All of those two places are almost legendarily tough to play outside of the Cal.
Yeah.
But going to Washington, I mean, going to Utah is very tough. Going to Arizona State's very tough. We looked at that stat. Like,
yeah,
it's so hard to win there, apparently. Obviously,
At Oregon,
yeah,
we know is tough. At Washington, it's tough.
Yeah.
And then you add in Cal, which we project no matter what, even if you don't have them as good as I do, they're going to be a bowl team.
Yeah, they're
and it's on a, that's the back to back
solid squad, right? This is the second end of a back to back.
So where they catch them is even better.
Brutal scheduling here.
Then they welcome USC, Oregon State, Stanford, BYU, in Arizona. See, I will say their home schedule.
Yeah, see,
there's
see,
potential.
This is almost ideal for a team that's trying to go bowling, which I think. Because
look,
is,
you beat Utah State and Portland State out the gate, which I think they will.
Yeah.
2-0. Imagine if they pull off that USC game.
That would be massive.
I don't think they will. They
probably won't. No.
But 2-1. They could beat Oregon State. They could beat Stanford. They could beat BYU. And that would be 5 wins then, right? And then all you have to do is beat Arizona on November 19th.
As far as going bowling,
they could go bowling.
This schedule is set up perfectly for it. And in fact, knowing Rolovich, I bet they do. I bet they probably don't win all of those games, but I mean, 5-7, 6-6 is right where I would project them.
Yeah, I think so.
Right,
he gets them bowling. Stanford's coming in last.
Wow.
You heard it first. Cal 1, Oregon 2.
What do you got?
Washington 3, Oregon State 4, Washington State 5, Stanford 6.
Let me go chalk as hell on that ass for you. Okay. I do think that Washington goes 1, Oregon 2, right? So same thing as last year. Who do we have 3? Did we
Cal? I think you had Cal.
I had Cal over Stanford.
Yes.
I don't know that I believe that Stanford and Cal.
You said Stanford's going 6-6.
That's
you
true.
Just said Cal.
Okay. Yeah. Cal will finish a little bit ahead of Stanford, which I don't know when the last time that happened.
Two years ago.
I guess 2 years ago. Yeah. But
the last full college football season we had.
The last. Yeah. Okay. Other than that, though, I think it's been a while since Cal's had a sustained edge over Stanford. So I'm sure the folks in Berkeley will fucking love that.
Sure. Maybe.
Maybe they don't even know that it's happening. Maybe football's an afterthought there. But either way, Cal 4 or Stanford 4. I got Wazoo 5. I got Oregon State in the
I can't wait
basement
to prove
again.
You wrong. Can't wait to prove them wrong. We're going to talk Pac-12 South in a minute here, but I want to tell you guys that the college football experience is brought to you by WynnBET. Yes, WynnBET is bringing you the action of real sports betting with the Wynn Las Vegas experience. Get in on all your favorite teams, players and sports games. Generous promos, odds, and parlays are happening right now at WynnBET. Get started today and you receive a special offer up to a $500 risk-free bet. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com. That's WYNNBET.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by Coors Light. Do you ever feel like you're always on, Patty C?
Absolutely. Well, we're on air right now and I could use a Coors Light.
There you go. I'm drinking a silver bullet. There you go.
Matter of fact, I'm going to make a run.
Yeah. Grab me one. Thank you. Look, these days, everything is go, go, go. It's, nothing but nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family, a million pressing social issues and an expectation to really be on 24/7. Sometimes you just need to hit, you just need a moment to turn off everything and hit reset. And that's when you reach for Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. The mountains on the bottles and the cans even turn blue when your beer is cold. That way you always know what time it is to chill. When you hit reset, just open a Coors Light when you need to hit reset. So it's a mountain cold refreshment made to chill.
Let's bring this ad read home by both cracking these Coors Lights.
There we go. Coors Light is the one I choose, Patty C, when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Go to Coors Light. I'm sorry. Go get a Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And as always, celebrate responsibly. I also want to tell you the College Football Experience Pac-12 preview is brought to you by PropSwap. We're brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Find the best odds on NBA championship or Stanley Cup futures when you buy directly from other sports bettors like yourself. See a ticket you like, but maybe you think the price is too high. Well, you know what? You can submit a bid for a price that you think is fair, then buy it. PropSwap is making it easy to profit these playoffs by trading in and out teams as the postseason progresses. Essentially, every ticket purchased on PropSwap will be resold at or can be resold at any time. Last week, here's a perfect example: a PropSwap customer purchased a Montreal Canadiens Stanley Cup future for $45 when the team was down 3-1 against the Maple Leafs.
Yeah.
A few days later, he flipped it for $600. With PropSwap, your bet doesn't even need to win in order to make money, Patty C. It just needs to improve. Think stock market, but for sports betting. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Go to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. And you know what? Speaking of apps, I want to tell you also that you guys got to get the new Sports Gambling Podcast app. SGPN. app. That's what it is. The SGPN app is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store, Patty C.
We're not playing around anymore.
I know.
Guys.
The app gives you access to all of our picks. As you know, me, Patty C, NC Nick, handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball
away
game.
Money.
But all of us, we pick games. Sean and Ryan covering the NFL, all of the whole SGPN crew, all of our podcasts on there as well. Plus, the app is an exclusive way to enter any of our SGPN contests, including currently right now our SGPN $1,000 NBA Finals free roll. So download the app and hit the contest tab for your chance to win basically $1,000. So don't forget to toss up an app review and download that app today too. All right. So Pac-12 South, we're going to talk Pac-12 South right next after look, this is part two, Pac-12 South. Part one is done. And that was the Pac-12 North. We're going to talk Pac-12 South on episode two. So make sure you check it out on the College Football Experience. Pac-12.